2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Although it is not appropriate for me to boast, I will arrive at the subject of visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in the Anointed One who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know, only God knows, was caught up all the way to the third heaven. And I know that this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, only God knows, was caught up into paradise, and there understood words communicated without speech, which man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a one, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast, except in my weaknesses. Yet, if I wanted to boast, I would not be foolish, because I would speak the truth. But I refrain, so that no one would think of me above that which he sees me to be or hears from me. And because of the exceeding greatness of the revelations, so that I would not think too highly of myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to afflict me, so that I would not become proud. Concerning this thing, I sought the Lord 3 times, so that it might be taken away from me. Yet he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in human weakness. Therefore I will gladly boast instead in my weaknesses, so that the power of the Anointed One may rest upon me. For this reason I take pleasure in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions, in difficulties for the Anointed One's sake. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. By saying all this, I have become foolish. You drove me to it. For I ought to have been commended by you, for I was in no way inferior to the super sent ones, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of a sent one were done among you in all patience by signs and wonders and mighty works. For what is it that made you feel inferior to the rest of the gatherings of the called out ones, except that I myself was not a financial burden to you? Forgive me this wrong. Look, this is the 3rd time I am ready to come to you, and still I will not be a financial burden to you, for I don't seek what you have, but you. For the children should not have to save up for the parents, but the parents for the children. I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If in this way I love you more abundantly, am I loved less because of it? But let it be that way. I myself was not a financial burden to you, but being crafty, I caught you by cleverness. Did I take momentary advantage of you by any one of those whom I have sent to you? I summoned Titus, and I sent the brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you in any way? Didn't we walk in the same spirit? Didn't we walk in the same steps? Do you think all this time that we are defending ourselves to you? We speak in the Anointed One in the sight of God. Dear brothers, all these things are for the purpose of building you up. But I am afraid that when I come, I will find you in a condition of which I don't approve, and you also will find me acting in a way that you will not like. If by some chance there is arguing, jealousy, outbursts of anger, exclusion of others, backbiting, slander, arrogance, disagreements, I am afraid that on this next visit my God will humble me along with you, and I will mourn for many who have been living in sin and have not repented of their impure relationships, of engaging in sex outside of marriage, and of the unholy sexual behavior which they have been practicing. This is the end of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.